Girls.
I would have been in there like a bitch in heat and went crazy nuts on them owners.
That's why I didn't want to get into it. It's a terrible
subject. I know, dude. This is all getting cut.
All of it.
All getting all cut. Well, out there in the desert, whole million miles from home, we came across Jesus Christ sitting on his throne, and he was peace. Yay! Okay.
Don't fall.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors to listen to music containing profanity. Into for tonight, we have neighbor Rhonda. Neighbor Rhonda, say hi.
Hello, motherfuckers.
And we have neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Girls.
So, Rhonda, I know you're always saying that country music doesn't actually have profanity in it. And I thought that to be false.
Well, you could be right. But most often they do not swear.
They're swearing in country. I've been telling you that for fucking months. And I ran into somebody this week. It was a kind of interesting story. Our Music to Swear By basketball team played a basketball game on Wednesday night.
Did you win?
Yeah. How's the team doing?
And we won.
Woo!
What's the team's record this year?
We are 3-3.
Wow. Oh, no.
We struggled to get to 3-3. Won the last two in a row.
So anyways, you're at a Music to Swear By basketball game.
So we go out to a bar afterwards, and we're drinking beers, and another team that was playing a different game was there, and I knew a couple of the guys, so I went over and started chatting with them. One of the guys is a Music to Swear By fan, so we were sitting there chatting, and he goes, "Do you know that that's James Page right over there?" For those who don't know, James Page is a beer in Minneapolis.
Led Zeppelin.
It's one of the first microbreweries in the United
States. Oh, James Page beer. Yeah, I know James Page beer.
Yeah, it came out at the same time Summit Brewing did.
Yeah, except Summit went mainstream and James Page stayed cool.
Right. Yeah. And the James Page beer is still around, but he sold it. It's now at Stevens Point Brewery in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's where my neighbor girl went to college.
Yeah.
Go Aaron.
So I'm sitting there, I'm chatting with James Page.
The real James Page.
The real James Page.
Does he ooze money? Does he ooze the essence of money?
Well, he looks like he's doing okay.
Did he have a beer belly?
He was a lawyer to start with.
Oh.
And then did he have a beer belly?
He sure did. Big ass beer belly.
Okay.
I was tempted to ask him what beer he was drinking.
His own brew.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, how did this turn to country?
Well, we started talking about Music to Swear By, and he said, "You guys," and I was saying that we want to do a country episode. And he goes, "You guys got to play this guy named David Allen Coe."
Huh?
He said, "Just look him up. His name is David Allen Coe. He's got an album called Country Porn."
I've never heard of him.
Okay. And he said he recorded this back in the 70s. So right before the podcast tonight, I looked him up. And I did not find an album called Country Porn.
Okay.
But I did find a site that lists 18 X-rated songs by David Allen Coe.
A guest on Howard Stern.
Oh, so you know this guy, Rhonda?
Yes, he's had specials on Howard Stern, Howard 100.
Yeah.
And he's been on there to sing for Howard.
He's
a pervert.
What era does this guy exist in? 80s, 90s, 2000s?
I looked him up, and he's got a fucking wicked interesting background.
You know, he's all over the place. He could be anywhere, but he kind of portrays an older style country.
Yeah.
I would think. Like a early George Strait or a Conway Twitty, but I don't even know how old he is, but
I'll tell you, he was born in 1939.
Yeah, he's old.
39?
Now, I got to tell you the background story, because when he was age 9, he got sent to reform school.
Yep, okay? This makes him 74 at this day and age. Okay.
Right, so he was in reform school, and when he finally got out of reform school, for the next 20 years, he was in correctional facilities.
Wow!
Okay? Including jail and prison, right?
Uh-huh.
And he finally got out of prison when, I don't know, he's probably like 25, right?
Yeah.
Got out of prison, moved to Nashville, and lived in a hearse in front of the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
Parked on the street in front of the Grand Ole Opry.
I think I heard this whole story on Howard.
Yeah?
And then so he lived in this hearse until he finally got noticed by someone, and he got a deal. And so he started his career and stuff. Later on, he moved to Key West, and then after that, he lived in a cave in Tennessee.
Is he gay?
He lived in a cave?
A cave in Tennessee.
Is he gay? I just just want to know, because if he lived in Key West, chances are he could be a homo.
I don't know if he's gay.
Well, if he lived in a cave, he's got to be gay.
But he's got some stuff you would have heard of.
He's all the man he'll ever need.
There you go.
He wrote the song, Take This Job and Shove It.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, there you go. The world owes him a coke and a smile,
Who
man.
Sang that? Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Was it David?
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck.
Wow, yeah, Dave is a fucking on it tonight. I love it. Okay, play us one of his songs. What do you got?
Well,
this was
a last minute lookup, so I don't know what these songs sound like, but here's the list of 18 songs.
Oh, and Rhonda, okay, let's pick one.
Okay. The very first one, I did look this up. It's his most controversial song ever. It's called Nigger Fucker.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Don't want to hear it. Next one is Whips and Things.
No.
Okay. Keep going.
Third song, Cum Stains on the Pillow.
Definite maybe. You know it.
No, that ain't bad, though.
Keep going.
I think I've heard it.
Another one's called Pussy Whipped Again.
Nope.
Linda Lovelace.
No.
Nope.
Little Susie Swallow Throat.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Pick 'em, lick 'em, stick 'em.
Yes, yes,
that
play it.
Bad.
Play
but
it.
Wait,
play
what
it.
Else?
Oh.
Masturbation Blues.
I don't mind that one.
How about Don't Bite the Dick?
Oh. Wait, okay, wait.
Oh, just, wait, I like that one because I'd be biting that dick.
Just play us a sample of Lick 'em, Stick 'em, and then move on to Masturbation Blues.
The last really good one, though, is called,
okay.
called Fucking in the Butt.
That's not an entrance.
Paul played that one. Don't go fucking in the... Oh, that was Barn. Don't go in the barn.
All right, so which one do you guys want to hear?
I want to hear Pick 'em, Lick 'em, Stick 'em.
They all are going to be horrendous.
Is it Pick 'em, Lick 'em, Stick 'em?
But it is music to swear by.
This is David Allan Cole with Pick 'em, Lick 'em, Stick 'em.
I was 15 going on 20 when I met up with this old man. He was quite a lover of the cards and of the dice, and he had whores and he had ladies. He'd made love and he'd made babies.
It sounds like the Dukes of Hazzard song.
It does.
Give some good advice, you got to learn.
It sounds like Kenny Rogers.
No, it's Kenny Rogers.
You got no one to hold them.
Learn how to stick 'em, son, between the thighs. You got to try not to beat 'em too much. Try not to teach 'em too much. Try not to feed 'em too much.
This is a Perry song.
Yeah, wait a minute. Fucking Gong. For why are we gonging him?
Parody song. Joke song.
Yeah, parody. Yeah. He fucking ripped
Bullshit.
Off Kenny Rogers.
Well,
okay,
I bet
play
they're
Rhonda's.
All parodies.
They could
what's
be.
The
okay, what's
Rhonda's?
Masturbating
Blues.
Yeah, Masturbating Blues.
Masturbation Blues.
Led Zeppelin. It's Led Zeppelin.
She's alone in the corner with her panties to her knee. She's alone in the corner.
That's Led Zeppelin, right?
No,
that sounds more like Eric Clapton.
Well, does it sound like country?
No.
Gong, play us a different song. Pick another one with a horrible title.
I want to hear Fucking in the Butt.
Oh, God. That is just wrong on so many levels. But okay. There are songs of his that are his songs, and they're not parodies. Those two seem to be parodies of other songs, but I know he's written
them. I'd like to fuck the shit out
of you. Oh, yeah, this is one from Howard.
Fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you.
Gland. Dude, who calls it the gland?
Well, I would.
Okay. Lyrically, this is fucking horrible, but musically, this is pretty goddamn awesome.
Dude, he's a lyrical genius.
No, he's not.
That is. I gotta agree with David on that one.
But listen to this picking.
Baby, won't you give me some head? Hey, baby, won't you give me some head? Baby, won't you give me some head? Baby, won't you give me some head? We like to eat lunch down at the Y. We like to eat lunch down at the Y. We like to eat lunch down at the Y. Why? Because we love you. Hi, I'm David, and these are my friends. We've enjoyed doing this album for you. We'd like to especially dedicate this album to all the members of the Mickey Mouse Fan Club, and also to you, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are. And I'd like to fuck the shit out.
That was so weird. That was so
the
weird.
Guy is fucking whack. And he's
the 74. Mickey Mouse Fan Club. Oh, wow. All right.
We like to eat at the Y. Because we love you. Dude. Okay, did you accidentally pick Joke Rock? No, actually, James Page accidentally
James
picked
Page. You
can
blame
Rock.
James.
That was fucking funny.
All right, there's a little bit of story behind this Joke Rock, okay? Or Joke Country. When he lived in Key West, he met this guy named Shel Silverstein.
Oh, I know Shel Silverstein, the Light in the Attic.
He added this album called Freaking at the Freaker's Ball.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Okay, and no, but Shel Silverstein is an acid-tripping, crazy 70s and 80s, like, children's poetry writing.
No
dude.
Shit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he had this comedy album called Freaking at the Freaker's Ball, and he played it for Co. And so Co started playing in these joke songs that he had written. And so Silverstein talked him into recording these songs, and that's why you got all these joke songs.
Wow, that is fucked up. I knew Shel had a dark side. He wrote Ickle Me, Pickle Me, Tickle Me Too. I mean, all that stuff, dude. That's cool, man. Okay, so what's
his
name?
That's wild.
What's his name? What's that guy's name? The guy before that.
David Allan Coe.
David Allan Coe and Shel Silverstein. And I can imagine those two living in a cave. And I think Shel may have been homosexual. They were friends.
They were bumping uglies. Oh, yeah.
They were leaving cum stains on the pillow.
Exactly. I want to play some... Wait, okay, so here's what I found. Listen to this and tell me who you think this is.
Chris Isaak.
It is not Chris Isaak. But it does sound like Chris Isaak.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. That one with the beach and the woman. And the...
Oh, yeah. Totally good song.
Yeah.
Well, oh, what a feeling that burns down low.
It's gotta be a descendant of Hank Williams Sr.
Ding, 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 ding,
motherfucker,
ding, ding.
It sounds just like him.
You fucking nailed it. This is Hank Williams' grandchild, a.k.a. spawn of Hank Williams Jr.
His voice is a little deeper, but he sings with the same cadence. It sounds.
He's talking about getting wasted with his dad, granddad's
I'm
friends.
Drinking some George Jones and a little bit of coke. Haggard's easing my misery, and Waylon's keeping me from home. Hank's giving me those high tides. Cash is gonna sing it low. Wasted just like my country hero.
So there you go. It does have a Chris Isaak sort of vibe to it, but that's Hank Williams' grandchild. He spent the
personally,
first...
Personally, I didn't know Hank Williams Jr. had a child.
He shouldn't have.
Because he is a crazy motherfucker.
Now, I like Hank Williams Sr.
I do too.
We've played him on the podcast.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
You played...
Williams Jr. is a piece of his here. Music sucks.
Here, let's do this, guys. Let's go to the one Hank Williams song I have, Senior.
Oh, yeah.
My mother loves this song.
I could say it's over now.
All right, I could see the similar
Don't
voice.
You?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and this was in his later years when he had the deeper voice.
Yep.
I could hate you far the way
so this played for
I'm feeling. My lips could tell a lie, but my heart would know.
I could hate you for the way I'm feeling.
It's a sin to make me cry.
Yeah, see, there you go, Rhonda. Now, no profanity in that, of course.
No.
But
I had to point out the similarities.
Oh, agreed, man. So, I wanted to play a game with you guys.
Oh, great.
I have on my iPhone right here songs by Hank Williams Jr., and Hank Williams III.
Okay.
And what I thought I would do is quiz you guys, and whoever can correctly name first who played this song wins a point.
Oh.
And at the end of my contest, whoever has the least points has to win or has to drink my homemade horseradish-infused vodka sitting on a shelf over there.
Yeah. I like that vodka.
All right.
I want to lose.
You want to lose?
Bring it on,
then
motherfucker.
I drink
okay,
it,
hold
right?
on. Let me go over here and get the...
If I lose, do I drink?
If you lose, you can choose.
Oh.
There is the shot glass of horseradish-infused vodka, which is 4 months old at this point and may give you botulism.
Great.
Great.
I gotta work tomorrow. Thanks.
Nothing like some botulism.
What's this?
Okay, that is, do you want to do a stop and save?
Perfect time.
That is,
I don't know if I can drink that.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so guys, what we're gonna do, again, the premise of this game is that you have to guess if this song is by Hank Williams Jr., or Hank the Third.
What distant
Senior.
Uncle passed away.
That's 1 point, Rhonda.
Batch, and I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born. I was only had.
Can you name the song?
The things again me, and it's got me down.
I'll never get out of this alive.
Damn, Rhonda. Rhonda, 1 point, Rhonda.
I was tortured by Hank Williams
Showing
Sr.
your chops.
No doubt, man. Okay, next song. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready for some football?
Junior. Listen,
yes!
Motherfuckers, you're never gonna win.
Yes, that's right. It's the fucking, are you ready for some football? Dude,
this
Rhonda,
is the, this is the song. This is the reason I hate Junior.
This is the reason I hate Hank Jr.
Well, I tell you what, I would rather watch Faith Hill any fucking day of the week than this motherfucker.
Right. Okay. That's 2 points, Rhonda, and it should almost be a negative point for a negative 1 point for identifying that horrible song, right?
No.
Hank Williams Jr. What? Are you ready for some football?
No, I'm good at this.
I know you're good at this, but Hank Williams Jr. is a douche, right?
Well, he is a douche, but I'm still winning the game.
Okay, yeah. Good point, good
Junior
point.
Junior put the cunt into country.
Yeah, Junior did.
All right, you guys ready? Next song, Hank Williams Jr.
Or the
or
Spawn.
Hank's the Third.
Spawn.
This is Third.
Spawn. I said it was the
What'd
Spawn.
You say? Okay, what's your vote?
It's the Spawn.
I thought Dave said it first, though.
No, he did not.
No, she said Spawn, but I said Third first. I didn't
yeah,
know,
Spawn isn't an answer. Okay, well, maybe
well,
it's
it
pretty,
is an answer.
No, the Third is the Spawn of the Spawn.
Spawn of Spawn.
Oh, whatever, motherfuckers. I knew what it was. I labeled them. Senior, Junior, Spawn.
She did.
All right, check this shit it. Out. Check this shit out.
It's a brief, it's a... Sounds something like what Junior did. It's just a little faster, a little something. I don't know.
No, this, it's only it's good. That's the difference.
This harkens back to Hank Williams the Third's punk years in Ass Jack. Cause this is half country and a little bit of rock and roll.
Well, I'm a little bit crazy on the righty side, and that's okay.
sound well, hey man, go fuck you!
He's got some edge to him, huh? Alright, you guys ready? Okay, so I'm actually, since Dave is losing, I'm gonna give him that point. So that's 2 points, Rhonda, one be a pussy.
Yeah, 1 point, Dave. But I'll take it.
1 point, Dave. Alright, you guys ready for this song?
And when we cross that wide old mountain.
What are you waiting
third.
For?
Third.
Fail, Rhonda.
Third?
It's third. But he sounds like his old granddaddy.
I told you. You're right.
There we go. Check this out. Check it out.
And then a telegram came from Washington Station.
He did sound just like his grandpappy.
Okay, now the other thing, he looks exactly like his grandpappy.
Oh, I bet he does.
All right, you guys ready?
Sorry, we'll do that.
We'll do a couple
tied,
more.
We're tied.
It's 2-2. Okay, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Bring all it on.
Here we go. Hank Jr., or Hank the Third?
Are you ready for some football?
Junior. Oh, Rhonda got it.
Wow, by a millisecond.
Now, which song is this? It's that same fucking horrible song, isn't
yeah.
it? Are you ready for some football? Right, it's the only song he's got. All right, you guys ready? I got one more for you. You ready?
That is a loser.
All right, here we go. Hank Jr. or Hank the Third?
Is any wonder that
first. Senior. It's a senior. Elijah. It's
you know this song?
Fuck yeah.
Nice!
It,
Rhonda, yes, this is Kawaliga? It's about a fucking wooden Indian
yep.
who falls in love with a wooden Indian across the street, but then she gets purchased and he never gets a kiss, even though his heart was made out of pine.
Elijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah.
Rhonda, man. Okay, I'm sorry, but Rhonda schooled your shit, man.
That's
Dave,
right.
Dave, you...
I concede. Rhonda's the champion.
I told you, motherfuckers, I am country, 100%.
You mounted
compete.
A fucking awesome comeback. So, all right, Rhonda...
I am impressed that David got the spawn, and I was clueless. I went with Senior right away, but he did sound just like his grandpappy.
He does, man. I agree.
It's unbelievable.
It sounded like the one song you played the Thirds for me a while ago.
Yeah.
It does sound just like his dad.
Really?
I didn't know his dad as much.
The only difference is the occasional overdriven guitar
yep.
on the Third, and Hank, the original Hank Senior, has crackling, you know,
yep.
record
right.
player sounds.
Yeah, the recording yep. sounded too clean.
Yeah,
to
exactly. So can I play just one Hank the Third song and then fucking move the fuck off this subject?
Sure.
That's good.
But first of all, I have to declare a winner. Rhonda, you get to choose whether you drink or pass the drink of the horseradish infused
oh,
vodka.
I'm drinking it.
Thank God.
All right, there you go. If you get sick, it's not my fault.
Oh.
All right,
my jowls were shaking. Oh.
All right, so I'm going to play you a full Hank the Third song. Do you want to hear Drink It, Drug It? Or Rebel Within, both halfway decent rock country songs.
I don't know.
Let's do Rebel Within has Cockstrong in it.
Well, Cockstrong.
Does that matter to me?
I never heard the slang term Cockstrong.
Oh yeah.
Strong, does that mean you're shooting steroids into your dick? all of Lance Armstrong.
No,
there you
it
go.
It means you
live strong, cock strong.
Can use your cock well.
I'm gonna start the Cock Strong Foundation.
What color will your ribbon be?
It makes me feel like I've lost everything I've owned. Maybe it was all the hell I raised, or it might have been the whiskey that I drank for days. Was it cause I don't fit in, or maybe it was cause I had the devil as a friend? Hell, I know I never made mama proud, so let's live it up and you can shoot it down again.
Okay, you nailed it with the roost, but cock strong means that you strut around like a fucking rooster and beat the shit out of everything that enters your little domain. Cock strong.
What he's talking about, you know,
Google it.
I'm cock strong.
Define
and
cock
I'm
strong.
I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that.
Please.
And if
Urban
you don't,
dictionary.
Yeah.
No, wait. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. We're
please pull up the cock strong dictionary.
Yeah. Okay, wait. If we're gonna Google the definition of cock strong to settle this debate between you and I, Rhonda.
A lesbian trying to settle the debate
on cock strong.
A heterosexual man about a cock. And a lesbian trying to... It's not going to work. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, no, neither. I think I do, but I don't know. Now, are you on a real definition or are you on
My
Urban Dictionary?
My impression is...
Okay, give us your impression of the definition.
There's no real definition of that.
Cock strong? I'm telling you, dude. Cock strong
means... What do I look
means,
up on Webster's?
Okay. Google, define
Just Google
cock strong.
Cock strong.
No, define cock strong, because you never know what you get.
Yeah, you might get porno.
Two words, cock strong?
I don't know, yes. Define cock strong.
Urban Dictionary is the only...
Okay, give us Urban Dictionary.
Is the first entries.
Urban,
cock strong. A man that is unusually physically strong for his size because of lack of sexual activity.
Okay, that's sort of penis related.
It is,
okay,
it goes on. It is believed that sexual activity temporarily physically weakens a man. Professional athletes abstain from sex prior to athletic contest. Mm-hmm. College coaches keep their athletes under wraps the night before a game because of this. Professional boxers abstain from sex during training before a fight,
making them cock strong.
Another
exactly.
Rhonda, wait, I'm not ready to concede.
Because your testosterone is all built up, you're jacked up, you're like, you know, cock strong.
Here's an example. Cock strong in use. A dude that I normally would have kicked his ass, but that big country ass motherfucker was cock strong.
I think is a direct quote from Hank Williams III.
All right, Rhonda, high five. You win. even though I don't agree, and I'm going to find the real. I'm going to bring it back to the hen house one of these days. Rhonda wins.
I'm a winner. Winner, chicken dinner.
All right.
Dude, that's a good. So there you go, Rhonda. There you go. There's country music that has profanity in it.
It's about time we get rid of the dick here, and let's get to some chicks. And some of my favorite country artists are the Dixie Chicks. Although they are no longer...
Yeah, but the Dixie Chicks don't swear.
Oh, bullshit. They swear. Motherfucker.
False. I have to hear it to believe it.
Well, let me just show you. One of my favorite songs they sing is called Sin Wagon.
Wait, time out, though. Who did the Dixie Chicks get in an argument with a couple
George
of years ago?
George Bush.
Why did they get in an argument
huge
with George
argument.
Bush?
Huge argument. Well, they were actually out of the country, gotten a huge... They made some statement, and they actually started getting hate mail, and it was very, very... frightening for them. All these Republican freaks went after them and said, you know, we're going to kill you. They threatened their lives, and it's just bullshit. And so they wrote a song about it, which was a great song. And what is the song?
Only right-wingers write hate mail anyways, so they should have expected it.
You want to hear a little bit of the song related to George Bush and the comments made by the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
And so what the fuck, what did they do to piss off George Bush anyways?
I think they basically just didn't like him. I mean...
No. It was worse than that. They actually made a public apology to the world for the fact that George Bush was our president.
Well, he was kind of numbnuts. I mean, look at what he was doing. Look how he reacted to 9/11.
Right.
Hell, I fucking agreed with him.
They said it was we fucking went to war under false pretenses, right?
Yeah, it was all about the war in Iraq.
There you go. And
yep,
then
they misled
hindsight,
us into Iraq.
The Dixie Chicks knew more than Bush. They knew he was, yeah.
Well, of course they did. The guy is a drone. I mean, not a drone. He's a dumbass.
Fucking the Hamburglar knows more than George Bush.
Exactly. Ronald McDonald is on top of shit.
So the Dixie Chicks did us a service by telling the world I'm sorry.
I think they did, but...
In my bed and I sleep like a baby with no regrets, and I don't mind saying.
Went crazy on them and really had some backlash onto what they said. And you know what? It's bullshit. Everybody has their own right to their political views.
First
and
Amendment.
Whether you're, and whether you're a star or a singer or a songwriter or whatever, you should be able to voice that.
Yeah, people.
And you know what? A lot of people really believed what the Dixie Chicks said. He's a fucking lunatic. He was a horrible president. He didn't do shit for this country.
Yeah, I fucking... People calling other people unpatriotic for voicing their opinion is fuck the fuck up. Mm-hmm. That's... You're not a patriot!
Unfucking American to
right.
call people on a shit.
Right, like exactly. Everybody gets to say whatever the fuck they want, and if you don't want to agree, don't agree. So hey, let's fucking play a song with profanity by the ultimate patriotic band, the Dixie Chicks.
This is called Sin Wagon. Cute. I like it. It's kind of fun. It's kind of... I'm pissed off. You pissed me off. Let's go. And there is one swear word in it.
Cue it up.
Here we go, motherfuckers.
Oh, the live version.
Yep.
You gotta let it play for a while. You gotta play some.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for it.
Far gone.
lots of shit going on in that song. I haven't heard swear words, but it's slightly suggestive.
They're good-looking girls that, you know, have a will in a way, and they'll do what they want.
Sinwag. All right, so let's take this podcast out with the Dixie Chicks. Rhonda, fucking high five. There you go. Every damn Woo-hoo! High five.
Yee-haw,
every single one of us found country music with profanity. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this shitty podcast. If you got anything to say, email Rhonda at musictoswearby@gmail.com.
Thank you, motherfucker.
And until next time, Dave.
Pardon the profanity.
Yeah, baby.
Coming over tonight.